Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're at the Fairfield County Fair. We've been here all week. I'm sure you've seen my buddy, my good friend, Mr. Mike Lamnick, posting all kinds of things under the Fairfield County Fair website. And today we're going to meet up with two of the attendants in the Junior Fair Queens Court. I have Tatum Campbell with me and Sydney Sharp. First off, Tatum. How old are you, dear?
I am 18.
You're 18, and you are the second attendant, correct?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Fairfield Union.
And what kind of activities are you involved in?
I am in 4-H and FFA, and through those I show pigs, dairy goats, and multiple summer projects.
Multiple. Give me the multiple summer projects.
I've done different kind of sewing projects like quilting, clothing, and those kind of things.
Could you give me a lesson or two? Are you good? Are you a good seamstress?
I think I'm decent.
You think you're decent?
I mean, I can get the job done.
You get the job done. Well, that's better than me. That is better than me. So tell me this. What does it mean to you? I mean, you're really representing Junior Fair youth. So by being a 4-H and an FFA member, you get that.
Yes.
So what's it mean? That's a big crown to put on your head, girlfriend.
Yes, I've learned that, especially through being a 4-H camp counselor, is there's always eyes on you, and especially at the fair, being that there's so many people running around and so many kids running around, you just have to be at your highest standard all the time, because people always look up to you, even if they're older or younger than you.
Yeah. What's your highest standard? What's that mean?
I just think always being kind to people is like the number one thing, and being respectful is like my go-to thing.
Yeah, kindness matters, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yep, even if we don't agree,
yep.
Kindness matters. Absolutely it does. Okay, Sydney Sharp.
Yes.
What school do you go to, dear?
Amanda Clear Creek.
Amanda Clear Creek. Yes. How old?
17 years.
17.
Old.
And what, are you 4-H and FFA?
Yeah, 4-H, FFA, Junior Fair Board, Fairfield, and of course Ohio State Junior Fair Board
okay.
as well.
Okay, so tell me this. What 4-H club are you in?
AC Extreme 4-H.
AC Extremes. Great. So this whole queen thing, how do you feel about being the first attendant? What's that mean for you?
For me, it means so many things that it's almost hard to explain.
Okay.
I came from an ag background that has developed over the years.
Sure.
I moved from a big city down to Fairfield, so it was a little bit of a change for me.
Yeah.
All my cousins quickly threw me into, you know, helping with their cattle.
Uh-huh.
And so I've just been working my way up through summer projects, and then now I'm on Junior Fair Board, and I get to see a whole bunch of different species every day up throughout the fair.
So when you have the crown and sash on, What do you feel like you represent?
I feel like me specifically, I represent all the kids who do summer projects. When you think of 4-H, you think of cows, pigs.
Yeah.
But me, I've, you know, the closest I've gotten to taking an animal to the fair is a guinea pig. So.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm here to represent all the summer project kids who, you know, are also a part of the fair and sometimes get forgotten.
They do, but you have that great display over in the display barn.
Exactly.
So you can see all of those summer projects and kind of get a feel for what those are, because 4-H comes in all shapes and sizes, you know, and FFA comes in all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do a little woodworking project to a major woodworking project to a welding project. So you guys both represent different worlds a little bit, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're making it all happen. And as attendants, you both have really big jobs, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Next year, you're going to be traveling around a little bit, going to be going places. What a fun time you're going to have. I'm going to share a secret with you.
Okay.
Your grandpa, Don, was, well, my 4-H agent back in my years. And I think he was one of my biggest influencers in my life, because he basically taught me, tell your story. And I was Junior Fair Board president back in my day, which kind of, I'm not going to mention how many years ago that was, but I'm going to tell you that he believed in us as youth. He believed in us as making a difference. And he was the first guy that took us to a senior fair board meeting and helped us champion the start of new buildings on this fairgrounds. So I will forever be indebted to him for developing my leadership skills, and I hope you girls find those same leadership skills and use your voice and use your personality to be the best you can be. And I'm really proud to have you guys both on the farm page today. This has been Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County.